It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hurricane Irma, the most powerful Atlantic Ocean hurricane in recorded history, passed almost directly over the island of Barbuda early Wednesday morning with 185 miles per hour winds, making a path toward Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, and a possible direct hit on South Florida, where I'm sitting right now. Irma is a large hurricane, roughly the size of the state of Ohio, and its hurricane force winds could be felt over 50 miles from the center. The storm is expected to move west-northwest for the next 5 days. Then, this weekend, depending on the jet stream and other atmospheric conditions, Irma is forecast to turn north. The question is when that happens and whether it takes a path just off the east coast of Florida, up the center of the state, or a bit later into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. It's still too early to determine which scenario will occur. On Tuesday, the president rescinded the DACA program that protects immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as children from deportation, delaying the implementation for 6 months and challenging Congress to do something about it before the deadline.
Every member of Congress should know that that is their duty, and we're asking them to fulfill it. It's pretty simple. I think that the American people elected them to do it. And again, if they can't, then they should get out of the way and let somebody else take their job that can actually get something done.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked in the Daily Briefing why Trump sent Attorney General Jeff Sessions out to make the announcement.
Why did the president not come out and make this announcement himself today? Why did he leave it to his attorney general? It's his decision. These kids and their lives are on the line because of what he's doing.
It's in large part a big part of the legal process. This was deemed illegal by, I think, just about every legal expert that you can find in the country, including many of Obama's own attorneys, said that this was not lawful program.
Right.
And therefore, it would be the Department of Justice to make a legal recommendation, and that's what they did.
On Tuesday night, Trump confused matters more by tweeting, "Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA, something the Obama administration was unable to do. If they can't, I will revisit this issue." We have no idea what revisit this issue means, but the New York Times reported that as late as 1 hour before the decision was to be announced, some in the administration privately expressed concern that Trump might not fully grasp the details of the steps he was about to take, and when he discovered their full impact, would change his mind. That attributed to a person familiar with their thinking. Jimmy Kimmel managed to find some humor in the situation.
The big story today, this morning, our president woke up and asked his staff, now that this hurricane is over, what's something horrible I can do to distract people from the Russia investigation? And someone said, you know, there are 800,000 innocent kids you could deport for no good reason. And he said, done and done. President Trump has decided to do away with what's known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, they call it. It's a program that gives undocumented immigrants whose parents brought them into the country when they were children the chance to work and go to school legally. And this is what he wants to do away with, mostly because President Obama is the one who ordered it. It seems like his main agenda is just to undo everything Obama did. I hope he doesn't bring Bin Laden back to life, because that's... These are American kids. Some of these kids have never visited the places they could get deported to. The president's spokesperson said it was a difficult decision. The president's been debating it for months, but ultimately Donald Trump believes that if these kids want to be American, they have to do it the right way, by marrying Donald Trump. And that's as simple as that.
After delivering a statement at a tax reform meeting at the White House Tuesday afternoon, reporters asked about Trump's DACA decision.
Well, I have a great heart for the folks we're talking about, a great love for them. And people think in terms of children, but they're really young adults. I have a love for these people, and hopefully now Congress will be able to help them and do it properly. And I can tell you, in speaking to members of Congress, they want to be able to do something and do it right. And really, we have no choice. We have to be able to do something. And I think it's going to work out very well. And long term, it's going to be the right solution.
Reaction was strong. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama both issued statements condemning the move. Senator Lindsey Graham, who actually supported it, announced that he and Democrat Dick Durbin had introduced legislation to fix the problem.
To the DREAM Act population, there are a lot of people on the Republican side of the aisle understand your dilemma, and we want to find a fair solution. Because you have done nothing wrong. You came here as children. You've contributed to society. You have passed criminal background checks. You've demonstrated your ability to be beneficial to the country now and the future. The only thing that stands between you and certainty in your life is the Congress. That cannot be that reassuring. So here's the deal. The Congress is going to have to up its game.
Trump's decision to rescind DACA sparked protests outside of the White House in D.C. and Trump Tower in Manhattan on Tuesday. Protesters demonstrating against the DACA reversal blocked a busy intersection in Washington in front of the Justice Department, while police in New York attempted to move protesters from streets at protests outside Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, down here in South Florida, waiting for more updates on Irma. I'll continue with What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show from 3 to 4 Eastern while I still can. Support our work at NicoleSandler.com/donate.